Welcome to the Catholic Truth Podcast, where we teach and preach the truth of the Catholic faith without compromise and without apology. We want to give you high energy and non-boring Catholicism, where anyone at any time can come to know exactly what the Catholic Church teaches and why. We do apologetics, spirituality, other religions, our culture, and more. Most of all, we want to inspire you, inform you, and help you to know, love, and live your Catholic faith with purpose and passion. We are Catholic Truth. Being Catholic, I hear many people who say, I'm just not spiritually fed, or I don't feel fed, or I never learned about Jesus, or I'm not taught the gospel, and I go to this other church, the Protestant churches, or I go to this non-denominational church, and you know what? I just feel so close to Jesus, and I just feel so spiritually fulfilled and fed, and I never got any of that in the Catholic Church. So clearly, people are fed more in the non-denominational churches than in the Catholic Church. But is this true? In this video, we're actually going to see that the opposite is true, that people are fed more spiritually in the Catholic Church than in other churches. Sure, it could be fun in other churches. Yes, a lot of those churches have good communities and they're very friendly, and that can make you feel better. It can make you feel more warm and welcomed. It could even help you open your heart to God a little bit more, which is good. And these churches have some good aspects to them. That's good. But to be truly spiritually fed is found deeply and proficiently in the Catholic Church. I mean, if you go to these other churches, and I used to visit different Protestant and non-denominational churches almost every week for a long, long time, just to see how they worshiped, just to see what they were like. And they were really nice, and I enjoyed my time there. And many of them really do get into the Bible, and many do get into some good music, and some good things happen there. But the reality is, if you are in your house, and you're looking outside in the backyard, and your kids left your house to go back out into a tent, and they're out there playing with their friends in the tent, and they have these lights in there, and you hear giggling and laughing. People who are visiting your house might not hear you laughing in the house. They might not hear a lot of fun going on in the house, and they might conclude that the people outside in the tents are having more fun, and that it's actually more interesting and fun out there, and maybe we should just go out to the tents. But they don't consider deeper things like, well, you can't shower out there. There's no spiritual water, and there you can't wash the dirt off your bodies. If there's a big storm, you're going to be in trouble, and many other things that penetrate deeper than just the surface level of it seeming like they're having fun there, like they're being fulfilled out there, which they are temporarily, but the true water where you get cleaned, where you get fed, where you find food, it's in the house. Sure, you can take some of the food from the house and bring it outside, but the true feeding happens in the house. And sure, it could look like a lot of non-denominational churches have fun because they've left the Catholic Church, they've left the house of Jesus, and they've taken some of the food, and they've taken some of the teachings, and they've brought it into their own little tent, and they're having fun. And many of these churches, they have strobe lights, and they have women all dressed in gold, like sparkly gold suits from head to toe, and they're all singing in like a conga line. And I mean, it's more like a show or a concert than an actual church service. I've seen smoke shows and rock bands and different things at churches just to make it supposedly, I guess, interesting, just to help, I guess, feed the people. But the problem is, it doesn't really feed the people. I mean, sure, they're being fed, but what are they being fed? I remember a church here in my state. It was one of the most popular churches in the state. It was overflowing. I would be rich if I received a nickel for every time somebody asked me to go to this church. People could talk about it for days. They were like, oh, this worship service was great. The band's great. They sing so beautifully. You just feel so close to God. You can enter into the praise, and people are putting up their hands, and people are entering into it, and they just loved it. And I got invited so often, and my intention was to go visit it and check it out and analyze it. But as I decided to do that, I started looking into it, where it was located, the church service time. And when I inquired about these things, somebody told me that it's not worth going to anymore. And I said, why not? And they said, oh, because the head member of the band left, and two other big members of the band left, and it's not the same. And in fact, half the church doesn't even go anymore, and it's very empty. And I said, why is that? Weren't they being fed at that church? Yes, but they loved the band, and they loved the music, and the music's not there anymore, so they don't feel fed. I said, that seems shallow. So the whole church, which was busting at the seams, now hardly has anyone in it because there's no band, because the music isn't good. Is that worship? Running around after bands? I mean, people did that with the Beatles. I mean, is it true worship if you're not being fed by music? I mean, see, the thing with Catholic Church is we can worship God deeply with or without good music. We can worship God deeply with or without a pastor's sermon or a great homily or a 45-minute sermon or speech that makes you feel good. We worship deeply whether it feels good or not, because we know it's about worship. See, Protestants, I've been to so many churches, most of them just read a passage from the Bible, and then the pastor talks about it for 45 minutes, maybe 30 to 45 minutes. That is the center of the Protestant religion. It's the sermon. That's not worship. The word true worship is adoring Christ. It's praying. It's meditating. It's going deep with Jesus, which is exactly what happens at the Catholic worship service, the Mass. And in fact, we don't read just one Bible passage. We read four. One from the Old Testament, one from the Psalms, one from the New Testament, and one from the Gospels. So we have four readings. And people say that there's more Bible in the Protestant churches. We have four readings. They have one. So we're already getting more reading from beginning to end. Second, our homilies are maybe 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. If they're long, some are 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. The focus of the Catholic Mass is not a sermon. It's not a speech. I can go to YouTube to find an inspirational sermon. I can go watch a pastor on TV give an inspirational speech. I don't need to go to church for that. That is not what church is about. Church is about worship, not just feeling fed because you get taught. I get fed so often watching priests on YouTube like Bishop Barron or Father Mike Schmitz or other teachers like that who teach you and open up the word to you. I don't need to go to church for that because that's not what church is about. Sure, the homily should be good. They should be preaching. They should be important and they should feed us. But even if they don't, that's not what it's about. What most people don't realize is that the Catholic Mass from beginning to end is the Bible. We're praying, meditating on, reflecting on, and praying the Bible. Most people don't know that. I mean, almost every line in the entire Catholic worship service, the Mass, is taken from the Bible. How awesome is that? And people say the Catholic Church don't love the Bible, but most people don't know that. I mean, think about it. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna. I mean, this is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 4. Most Catholics can't quote chapter and verse, but they know the Bible. They're learning the Bible. They're praying the Bible. Most of our prayers in the Mass are taken from the Bible. So really, in short, the Mass is a prayer from beginning to end. From the beginning song to the closing song and everything in between, except for the homily, it's a prayer. Whereas Protestants pray for a little while at the beginning of their church, but then 45 minutes is the sermon. And look what their focus is. If you look at the Protestant non-denominational altar, you're going to see a pulpit. That is the focus of most Protestant and non-denominational churches. It's the pulpit, because the sermon and the pastor are the center of that church. And in fact, many ex-Protestants who have converted to the Catholic Church have said that they used to judge a service on how good it was based on the pastor's sermon. And I've been to plenty of Protestant churches, and I know that's true. And again, whether a sermon in the Catholic Church is good or not, it doesn't matter, because it's about prayer and worshiping Jesus from beginning to end. And if you look at a Catholic altar, the pulpit is to the side because it's not the main event. Jesus is in the center, and the altar, and the cross, and all of our focus is on Jesus. It's not the pastor. A pastor's opinions on biblical matters may be of some weight, but really they're not important. Worshiping Jesus is important, and that is what the Catholic Church has done for 2,000 years. She's taught her people the Bible. She's opened up the scriptures to her people in the Mass, deeply, far deeper than any Protestant church out there. So which church is feeding people more? The Catholic Church. The Catholic Church made the Bible, copied the Bible, gave the world the Bible, and still teaches the Bible and prays the Bible throughout the Mass. We also have the Liturgy of the Hours, where we pray the Bible and pray the Word of God 5 times a day. Priests are required to do that. So there's so many times that Catholics are fed with the Bible, but many just don't know that, and they're not taking advantage of it. And then they go to these other churches and they say, oh, I'm being fed here, I'm being fed. But what they mean is they feel good, because they feel Jesus more, or they feel fed more. But this is a subjective argument, and Mormons make the same argument. They say that they feel the Book of Mormon is true. They've prayed about it, and God gave them the feeling that it's true. But this is all subjective. We know that Mormonism is false. It's a false religion based on tons of very odd doctrines, and you can see our video there, 10 odd doctrines that Mormons won't tell you about. We have a whole video on that. But it doesn't, just because they feel it's right, doesn't mean it is. Feelings are very deceptive. And this is an important point, my friends. Feelings are very deceptive. They come and they go one day to the next. It may mean it's true, it may mean it's not. But what it comes down to is your church true? Was it started by Jesus 2,000 years ago? Hillsong was started in 1984, not by Jesus. Calvary Baptist was also started in the 1900s, not by Jesus. Most of the thousands of denominations that are out there today were started by a pastor, a man, a woman, somebody, but not by Jesus. It doesn't go back 2,000 years, so how can it be true? Only Jesus Christ feeds, and he feeds mostly, primarily through his Catholic Church, through the church that he started. I knew a girl once who left the Catholic Church, and she told me that she wasn't being fed. So she went to another church where she's being fed, and she enjoyed it, at least for the first 6 months, and then she wasn't being fed there either, and it didn't agree with her biblical interpretation of how the Bible should be interpreted. So she went to another church. This girl jumped from 5 churches, church to church to church, in less than a year, because they weren't feeding her. They just didn't know the Word of God enough. They didn't open the Word of God enough. And if you get into the Protestant world, this is so common for Protestants. They hop. It's called church hopping. Next and the next and the next, till one doesn't meet their needs, or they get tired of it, sick of it, or there's a fallout with the band, or fallout with the people, and then they go to the next one and the next one. That's not church. That's not mass. That's not worship. That's just following a cult of leadership, a cult of highs, a cult of fun. And again, not to say that these churches don't have any good in them, because they do. They have some great music. They do have some sincere people who really want to worship God. And I've seen very sincere people in these churches who really want to get into the Bible. But to say that people are fed more in other churches is just not true. The Catholic Church, par excellence, has given the Bible to the world more than any of the other churches combined. The Catholic Church has the Eucharist, which truly feeds people. It's truly Jesus, his body and his blood. It's not just a symbol. I mean, one pastor said, oh, if you want the Eucharist, go over there. It's on the floor in one of the gold dishes. I'm not making this up. He's like, if you want it, go take it. If you don't, no problem. I'm like, really? I was like, that's as disrespectful as you can get. It clearly means nothing. But Jesus said he was going to feed us in John chapter 6 with his very self. And people said, how are you going to do that? He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. He who does not eat my flesh or drink my blood does not have life within them. No life. These other churches have no life, or very little, because they don't even have the Eucharist. The church, the Catholic Church alone, has the Eucharist. It feeds people. And Jesus said, this is the way we stay united to him. He who feeds on me, Jesus said, the Eucharist in John chapter 6, feeds on me. And he who feeds on me stays united to me. So we are fed with the scriptures. We are fed with the Eucharist. We are fed with 2,000 years of teaching and preaching truth that comes to Jesus. And this is what it all comes down to. Is your church true? You may say yes, but every other church around you disagrees with you. Only one church on the face of this earth goes back to the time of Jesus, and that is the Catholic Church. It was started by Jesus. It was given the Holy Spirit from Jesus. The Holy Spirit guides the church, the same church that put the Bible together, the same church that's the largest charitable organization on earth, that has done more good than any other church on the face of the earth, the very Catholic Church that has lasted through every high and every low, every valley, every good and bad point, attacks from Satan, attacks from without, attacks from within, 2,000 years. Consider the fact that so many Protestants, after hopping churches, have finally hopped back to the Catholic Church. They've hopped home, in a sense. They've come back to the true Church of Jesus Christ. And they've come back stronger because they know and they've learned and they realize that all of those churches can't provide the truth that the Catholic Church provides for the last 2,000 years. It's up to each individual church to try to figure out what that truth is. They become their own pope, in a sense, and they all contradict each other. And they're tired of that. They want what Jesus gave, and that is only found in the Catholic Church. If you're not Catholic and you'd like to look into the Catholic Church more, please ask us questions that you have. Please check out our channel. We have lots of videos on the Catholic Church, Catholic teaching, things that people misunderstand about Catholics, just things that totally aren't true about Catholics, and where our teachings are found in the Bible. If you want to go deeper and find the deepest spirituality you can find, it's found in the Catholic Church. You cannot find deeper spirituality, meditation, contemplation in any other church than the 2,000-year tradition that the Catholic Church has. I mean, eating, you know, certain candies and cakes and stuff, yeah, it feels good for a while, but if you want the deep stuff, it's found in the Catholic Church. You will find 2,000 years of spiritual tradition in the Catholic Church coming from Jesus and the Bible, and it's amazing. It's changed my life. Jesus has changed my life. The Holy Spirit has changed my life through the church. Many people may have their lives changed outside the Catholic Church, but they don't have Christ fully, because Christ is the head of his body, which is, the Bible says, the church. So if you leave the church, the Catholic Church, his body, then in a sense, you're leaving the head as well, because they're connected. You're leaving Christ. So I would adjure you to please think about that and come home to Christ. Come back to Christ. We have everything in the Catholic Church. We have the Eucharist, we have the Bible, and we have the truth that sets you free. If you would like to know more about the Catholic Church, please just let us know. We've helped so many people to come home and prevented so many people from leaving, and we are here for you to help you on your journey, no matter where you're at. That's what Catholic Truth exists for. That's why our nonprofit exists. Check out our social media and check out our other information below. Check out our website if you would like a Catholic speaker, a passionate Catholic speaker to come to your church, to fire it up, to instruct your congregation, to give a confirmation retreat. thecatholictruth.org. Check it out. We have so much there. And if you would like us to come speak to your parish, to give a keynote, whatever you want, just let us know. If you're in Ireland, Australia, or America, we will come and speak at your parish. Thank you so much for watching this video. Please share it with others. This message is so important. We need to get it out there. We need to get people fed. And even in the Catholic Church, we need to do a better job of feeding. The Catholic Church admittedly has been broken the last 40 years in many parts of the world, at least, you know, in a lot of first world countries. And so people aren't being fed as much as they should. But that doesn't mean we leave the church to go get a counterfeit and to eat lots of candy and things that don't satisfy for very long. The true truth of Jesus Christ is found in the Catholic Church, and that alone will set you free.
Hi everyone, my name is Kate. I'm the video editor here at Catholic Truth, and I just wanted to say on behalf of all of us, thank you so much for taking some time to watch our videos and learn more about your faith. You guys really make this channel possible, and we truly appreciate you being here. So thanks again, and God bless.